Hello, and welcome back to Listening to These Nerds, and to our new ongoing episodic campaign, The Living Gazette, played in Monster of the Week. I'm John. I'm going to be our first GM. I also play Connor Woodward, who is Sir not appearing in this feature.
Hi, I'm Joe, and I'm going to be playing Pete Pleasant, whose playbook is The Monstrous.
Hello, my name is Harry. I'll be playing Andrast Andy Wolf III, otherwise known as The Wolf, who is The Crooked.
And I'm Jonathan, and I'm going to be playing Malta Lieber. I'm using the playbook The Flake, and now I propose we have a moment of silence for Megan, who forgot to be here today.
That's right, Megan, we are throwing shade on you on the recording, whenever this goes up.
Megan doesn't listen to these, so she'll never hear it.
Yeah.
But someone will use this in order to track the intergroup drama.
Yeah. Oh, no. This is when it all started.
This is when Bath Boy's trying to dig up dirt on her.
Yeah. So, The Living Gazette is not just the name of the campaign. It is also a well-distributed magazine with, you know, fun little articles about, you know, like, recipes and, you know, home and garden stuff.
Daily life. Daily lifestyle. Life.
The occasional hokey, like, feel-good story.
Yeah. But to those who know to look a little deeper, to read a little bit further, the Living Gazette will occasionally publish stories with an underlying message. A message about the strange, the unnatural. Giving those eagle-eyed readers places to investigate, problems to solve, and to those who do and send in a proof of their investigations, they can make a little bit of money. No one's quite sure who in the Living Gazette staff is inserting these hidden coded messages,
or even if it's the Living Gazette themselves, or maybe some. Like, benefactor.
Yeah. No one's sure where the messages come from, other than the fact that they are from the Gazette.
But they always pay their dues.
And all of you have learned to pay close attention, to pick up a copy whenever you see a new edition out. And this time, the story you read, and coded and then decoded for you, our listeners, is about a house where there have been some recent disappearances. No one's quite sure what happened to the people. The police investigated and found nothing, but it's clear that there's something strange going on there. As usual, the Gazette posits a place for anyone interested in taking up the contract to meet up before heading into the unknown.
So the Gazette actually tells us where to meet?
Yeah. There's an implication from some of the other coded messages that in the past multiple investigators have converged on a location, declared the other person, the other investigators, the cause, and thoroughly fouled up any sort of investigation at all.
Oh, okay. So they kind of set a meeting time so that people can at least say, like, hey, we're all working on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That being said, you don't have to go to that.
You don't have to, but...
But it does generally mean, but it is poor form.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say it's probably, like, within the community that we've created.
Yeah, there's certain codes of conduct.
Like, some ethical... This is just a common courtesy sort of thing, right? Like, there's probably jerks who don't follow the rules at all and just mail in the info once they get it. Or snipe other people's info or whatever, but...
Yeah, but that...
Sure, yeah, alright. I will say that Pete always shows up late on purpose so that he can scope out the other people to see if they're, you know, chill. But yeah, so where is this, like, where's this located? Where's this house?
So this house is in the small town of Leysron.
Sorry, what?
Leysron.
Leysron.
What state is it in?
Pennsylvania.
Leysron, Pennsylvania. There we go.
That sounds... All right. You know what? I was thinking it's a little weird, but it's like, the Dutch. Right.
Yeah. So, Leysron, Pennsylvania. It's like an old house outside of town. Mm-hmm. Like, not, like...
Well, how big of a town is Lathrin?
It's pretty small town. Like, not... Like, it's old, you know, honestly, like, a little bit more of a retirement village than an actual, like, bustling, like, town.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah. And where exactly is the meetup location for this? Or I guess I should say the, like, the pre-call, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is a diner in town, that is set as the meeting place.
All right. Makes sense.
Are the meeting times usually during the day or during the evening?
Usually in the evening.
Mm.
Because the, generally speaking, that's when stuff comes in.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Also, I assume that the things get posted in the morning, right? Like, they come in with the morning paper, or the thing is that comes out in the morning, and then it's like, you've got, you know, 8 hours to get there or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to suggest that Harry and I arrive together, and that... Andy is actually the one who convinced Malta to do this job because of Malta's particular skill set. Because it's a house.
Yeah. Mm. Wait, are you an engineer or...?
No, I professionally, I'm a physical penetration tester.
Right,
I'm a securities expert.
Right,
I tell people where they have gaps.
Yeah. So pulling into the diner parking lot is a, like, 1989 Honda Civic. Which, for the time, is really new, actually, because, again, this is, like, the late 80s, early 90s.
The peak of the Honda Civic.
The peak Honda Civic. That's, like, a nice sort of, like, bright yellowish color. And stepping out of the front seat is a relatively, like, average-sized man with black hair that's kind of been combed back. Wearing a black button-up shirt and black jeans, along with a pair of dress shoes. But he's got a, like, bright yellow tie on, and he's wearing a, like, a red jacket that's a similar, a sort of bright red jacket. Not quite neon, but, like, you know, that sort of, like, really outstanding red kind of thing.
Yeah. Like a Ronald McDonald Redux.
Mm.
But that, it's that but yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, out of the passenger, Malta is in the passenger, he's gonna step out. He's middle-aged, maybe? You can't really tell. He's tall, maybe, but he walks with a hunch. He's got a flat cap, he's got a jacket on. He looks a little grizzled, a little disheveled. The thing that you notice first about him is he has these really deep-set, light blue, very striking eyes that don't really seem to miss anything as they scan around him. Yeah.
So getting out, Andy's kind of like, ah, come on, stretch, it's easy. You get us in, we get in, figure out what's going on, get out. Easy.
Yes, yes, yes. It's always easy with you.
And have I ever been wrong? Don't answer that. Anyways, well, no sense waiting around outside. Let's get indoors and see if anybody else shows up.
The coffee.
See, I hear that.
As you guys sit down and are served your drinks, you both... hear a familiar sound in addition to the door opening and the ring of the door to the diner. A odd, like, rhythmic hum, which you both recognize immediately as a very tall man, like, I think we said, like, 6'5", begins to walk over towards your table. Like, he kind of nods to the waitress who, like, kind of, like, idly regards him. As he walks towards you, you notice the shape of a tall man clad head to toe in gray fur with two massive bug-like eyes as Pete Pleasant, the Mothman, with his vibrating antenna, which he uses to kind of not quite mystify, but kind of keep a low profile and hip and like.
It's a form of hypnosis.
It's a light mesmerization to keep people from
going. Oh my god, that's a Mothman!
Yeah, looking too deeply into him.
Yeah.
As he kind of like awkwardly attempts to kind of squeeze himself into the booth, you hear the rustling of his fur and also the like crackling of his, of something in, that he usually hides under his long trench coat.
Hey, Fuzzy, good to see you.
Hello, Peter.
Boys.
You're sound a little stiff there. Everything all right?
I know how it is. Oh, I guess you don't.
Hey, like, Wolf just shrugs, like, eh.
Pete reflexively pulls out a cigar and then noticing the no smoking sign, kind of dejectedly, like, pockets it.
I can't believe that. That shit's starting to crop up everywhere. I can't even smoke in bars now. It's weird. Or planes!
The end of civilization. So it's only the three of us.
I don't know. Do you see Scholastic anywhere?
Nope.
This is a good thing. Small job, better payout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as you're saying that, a portly man comes up to the table, bright smile on his face. Howdy there, folks. You all here for the Living Gazette thing?
Yeah. Sorry, we haven't met. Andrast, or Wolf. Nice to meet you.
I'm Toby Hall.
So, Toby, you have... And I kind of look at Pete as I'm saying this, because I'm unsure whether he's, like, seeing through the illusion. So I'm like, so, Toby, you have any experience with this kind of stuff?
Just an enthusiast. You know, local. I didn't expect one of these to pop up here in my, my neck of the woods.
Oh, you're local?
This is a benefit. Welcome, Tobias, to the group.
Well, if you're a local, you know anything about the house in particular? History? You know, other than the usual goings-on?
Oh, yes. The old Hill House. A bunch of teenagers from the summer camp stuck in there years ago. All went missing.
Just gone?
Mm-hmm. Just gone.
Was that the, first incident, or was there anything before that?
Oh, that's the first incident I've heard of.
Oh, so this is recent. Anything?
About 5 years ago it happened.
Anything since then? Hauntings?
A couple weeks back, some of them property folks went to go inspect the place. Poof! Never been seen again.
I see. This is going to be my next question. Who owns the building? Who owns the land?
I don't rightly know. It's an old place. It's been abandoned for years.
This is where I will start, I think. I'll go to City Hall, perhaps, and request some records.
Good luck with that. It's nearly 7 o'clock. It probably is closed.
Well, I was thinking...
Unless, you know...
Well, yes. If we want to do some preliminary investigation tonight, that would be acceptable as well, I think.
Right.
So, before we get any further, I believe... Does anyone have any moves that start at the start of the investigation?
I do not believe so.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't see anything.
Yeah, no, I got nothing.
Pete's been a little quiet, and you know, like, Wolf, you realize... You notice him doing, like, the, like, I don't know this guy.
Yeah.
Like... hand signal, just so you guys are aware.
Yeah. Oh, and our friend here is named Pete. Don't mind him. He's not quite the talkative type.
You know, some people just like that. I'm a friendly guy myself.
All right. Well, we have kind of staked our claim on this, so we could wait till tomorrow in order to go take a look at this thing. Because yeah, I'd like to kind of figure out who owns this place and or. If anything happened in the previous thing, kind of need to know what materials to bring.
It is always better to be prepared in such cases. Tobias, do you know if there were any official investigations after the first or second set of disappearances?
Oh, I mean, police went up there after the most recent one, but they didn't find anything.
I see. I see.
Might be useful to get a look at those investigative records.
But, well, perhaps. If the police have been there recently, it may still be a crime scene, which would be inconvenient, I think.
Mm.
Something to keep in mind. Yes, we could make some preliminary investigations tonight, stake the place out, perhaps.
Yeah.
I would be curious to see if there's any security.
Mm. Yeah, we can take my car. So, Toby, I'm afraid it's going to be a bit of a tight fit if we're going to do all four of us. You got your own vehicle?
Oh, yes. I've got my, what's the name of a really lame car?
A Pinto.
Pinto's, yeah. Pinto.
I've got my Pinto. It's just out there.
Oh, you've been hearing a lot about those. Not a lot of good. They were so cheap.
It gets the job done.
Yeah, let's swing by the place. How about you, since you know the area, why don't you guide us there and we'll follow behind you.
Alright, so where specifically are you trying to get to?
We're just going to drive by the house and sort of like scope it out a little
See if there are any cops there.
I actually have a question. Toby said that he's an amateur and that he hasn't done this before. Is that true?
So what?
If someone lies to me, I know it.
That's okay. One of my yeah, he's never done this before.
Okay.
That's a
and you need a roll.
It's just there. Says you know.
Well, I mean, someone again. So yeah. So that's a human.
It's only people, and it doesn't say that I know what the truth is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Only that they're lying. But yes, it is extremely powerful.
Yeah, it's almost like you could make a whole show about that.
Well, that being said. Not knowing why they're lying is a big gap, right? Yeah. And it can lead you to
the wrong conclusion.
With the correct level of maliciousness from the GM could lead you very astray.
Could be just as dangerous. Yeah. Okay.
I'm just thinking over everything he said to see if there's any lies in there.
Now we know there are lies.
He doesn't love his Ford Pinto.
Man hates his car.
I will say that there was a lie you picked up in there.
Mm, okay.
When he said nobody knows what happened to any of the people who disappeared.
Mm. I see. Now, that's very interesting. Okay, I'm going to discuss this with you two on the car ride over. I noticed something back at the diner about our new friend, Tobias. When he said nobody knows what happened to the disappearing teenagers, I do not think he was telling the whole truth.
Is your sixth sense again?
Something like that. I think in a small town like this, there are always rumors. And there are always suspicions and even conspiracy theories. So it is difficult to know if what he believed is the truth. But I think he does believe something. And
well, I mean, if there were bodies, we'd know about them, right?
Yeah, the police.
Unless they covered that up.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. It is very easy to make someone disappear if you want to, especially in a small town.
Hmm. No, I just mean like if their guts were spread around.
Oh, well, yes. That is a different case. I only bring it up because in the case that our friend does have an ulterior motive, we should keep an eye on him.
Oh, yeah. That's what this is for. As he's driving, he will lean back, pull up the rug from one of the things, and underneath are the shotgun, hunting rifle, and knife that Wolf carries around that are named Master Key, Lucille, and Sharp.
Well, hopefully it does not come to that.
No, I mean, either way, if it's ghosts, I'm bringing them rock salt slugs.
I mean, depending on how long this job goes, we're going to deal with the, the classic, and Pete motions to his face.
Mm.
But guy didn't seem particularly canny, so.
Oh, that's at least a.
Might be a couple days for this one.
Yeah, damn. Just reminded of that when we could just send in photos and give you and get paid. God, that was a good time.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know much about Living Gazette, but we do know that they know about me.
Yeah.
So. Right? Mm-hmm. Right? So we head to that house. Or I guess we follow Toby.
We try not to ram into the Pinto, which will explode.
Wolf is all hovering over the brake at all times.
He keeps randomly stopping. And he's you realize he's leaning out to wave at someone, and then he gets back in, and then he keeps driving.
Yeah. Alright, so, like he said, this is the you head up a long winding road up to the top of a hill where there is a large mansion. It's old, dilapidated, that has a gate that's fallen apart so you can just drive right in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Really?
As we're kind of driving up, Wolf will remark, damn, give him psycho vibes. Mm-hmm. No, but it just turns out that it's not, this guy's mother.
Is that a movie?
You've never seen Psycho? Oh, it's a horror classic. I'll have to show it to you sometime.
I don't go to the theater much.
Oh. Well, you know, there's these new things called VHSs. Actually, the new thing's Betamax. But those things are super expensive. You can pick them up on VHS. It's great. Go to your local Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm. Pete gets distracted whenever he turns on the TV because the static comes on, and that's his whole evening.
You gotta make sure it's on channel 3 or else he's just gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, so, yeah, Toby stopped. Well, here we are.
Hmm. All right.
So we parked, like, in front of the place?
Yeah, it's got one of those big circle.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah, so it's real fancy.
I see.
Is it, like, a mansion?
Yeah. Like I said,
it's like a full-on mansion. Okay. Yeah.
I see. How big are we talking? Like, multiple wings? Like, servants' quarters in the...
Not quite that big, but, like,
it's not quite, like, a full estate.
It's not a full estate.
It's just, like, a large house.
Yeah, it's a large house.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about 3 stories tall.
Yeah, 3 floors, probably the basement.
Plantation style.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, this is a hell of a place.
Yep.
I can see why somebody wanted to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You could get a cool $600,000 if you managed to fix this up.
That's pretty expensive.
Now I am even more curious to know who owns this.
There's no for sale sign, I assume.
No, there's no signage added at all.
Mm-hmm.
There, and like we didn't see any like plaque or anything like that.
No.
Well, I mean, this place was called the Gill House, you said, right, Toby? Is there a Gill family still in the area?
Not that I know.
Well, I suspect the best way to proceed is to go in and look around. And Malta is going to pull out his mag light that he keeps tucked into his jacket. And he's going to look into a couple of windows.
All right. Yeah, you look into the windows of the house. There's, you know, a big entryway and then, like, the some rooms heading off, like, some living room.
You okay.
See, like, a lot of old, like, wrecked furniture and stuff.
Okay. I'm gonna make a roll. I would like to... This is either investigate a mystery or read a bad situation, but Malta is going to look for obvious signs of security systems. Is there like a flashing light by the door on the inside?
Tripwires,
that kind of thing. It's usually pretty obvious to an expert if a lock has been altered to have like an electronic like eye in it or something like that. So he's just going to look around, do some basic recon. Well, that's snake eyes.
First roll of the game, baby!
I get some market experience, though.
Yep.
I need to check if that has a failure.
You see the extremely obvious security camera. Unfortunately, you don't notice the less obvious security camera that the very obvious security camera is covering for.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you found the bug with the flashing light. That's the one we wanted you to find.
It shoots that, like, just like a paint bomb.
Okay, so... on a miss, you reveal information to the monster or whoever you're talking... No, this is about... so you reveal something to the opposite. You were rolling investigative.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I assume nothing visible happened.
No, nothing... Well, you don't see anything like that stands out.
This is what I expected. Not too guarded. Not really guarded at all. We could probably just walk inside.
Actually, there's a good question. Sort of looking around the outside, do I see any evidence of like a police investigation? Like old, like caution, do not cross tape, like congregations of footprints, that sort of thing?
Why don't you investigate a mystery?
Sure.
I feel like bright yellow tape would be...
Yeah, but if you investigate a mystery, you can actually get like you can get hold for multiple questions.
So I get 6 + 2 = 8.
All right, so on a 7 to 9, you hold one. You can spend hold to ask me any of the following questions: what happened here? What sort of creature is it? What can it do? What can it hurt? Where did it go? What was it going to do? What here is being was being concealed here? Which would probably be the question you were trying to ask.
Yeah. Since I'm looking for the police investigation, I'll ask what happened.
All right, it looks like the police, like, investigated, but it, based on the number of footprints and like the patterns you're seeing, it was like two cops did a sweep of the building.
Mm.
Didn't find anything, couldn't prove anything.
You kind of probably just, you know, chalked it up to them doing something in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and the thing is, like, it's like they, these people were reported missing like days later, maybe the town.
Yeah.
Like, the idea that, that like it seems that it, it maybe it wasn't like even like considered a mysterious disappearance to anyone who wasn't like keyed in to be looking for this kind of
thing. Yeah. So yeah, like as Wolf's looking around, it's like, ah, yeah, cops did their basic due diligence, which is to say, none at all. Probably walked around the building once, had a coffee, and then what?
This is interesting to me. So the police were here, they came in, they left, and they had no trouble at all. This to me suggests that whatever is causing them to disappear is perhaps selective. A good way to get investigated is to target police.
Are you saying we lure a cop here?
No, I'm saying whatever is here is not targeting police, which to me demonstrates an amount of intelligence or perhaps strategic thinking.
Man, do I see any evidence that the cops actually went in the building at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like they went in, but they did like a cursory, like, anybody here?
Yeah, yeah. Like, okay.
They also probably went in the middle of the day. which could be it.
This is a good point. Yes.
Yeah. Like I said, usual cop due diligence.
Yes. Okay.
Lazar would tear a hide off of these guys.
Not to cut the boys in blue any slack, but, you know, you show up middle of the day, you look around, don't see any missing teens or
realtors.
Yeah.
Don't see any missing realtors. You head out, you know?
This makes sense to me.
So, at the very least, we can guess that their most recent investigation was probably a bit of a bust. The teen one, that one's a bit more likely they did a bit more due diligence, a bit more field work on. Can't exactly have five children go missing in the middle of nowhere and not have a small media crisis.
Yes. Tobias, I imagine that the teens were local, no?
I mean, they were came from the summer camp, so
I see.
Not really local. Not a lot of teens in this kind of area.
Mm. But it must have caused quite a stir. Can't exactly have five teens go missing and just, you know, sweep that out of them.
Oh my, yes. But,
Again,
he hadn't moved here yet because he was still in Wisconsin. So,
you know, it wasn't... that big of a thing.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, I suppose there is more to be seen in here. Let's go inside.
Pizza's gonna try the front door. Is it unlocked?
Yep.
Yeah, alright. He'll open the front door.
Alright. Hold on a second. Tobias, I know you're kind of new to this thing, but you realize that sometimes these don't exactly go smoothly, right?
I'm prepared for that. And he has this big survivalist backpack on, and he's got like a fire chopping axe. Like, I'm ready for danger.
All right.
Pete, as he's like opening the door, like pulls out his Colt Python. He's like, neat. Hammer on it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, as he like does that, he goes, cool. He like reaches in the Wolf reaches in the back seat and pulls out the shotgun.
Yeah.
Ooh. I wasn't expecting that level of preparedness.
Don't be too intimidated by my friends here. They take this very seriously, but it's not every time that you need to shoot something.
Okay.
Yeah. Besides, these shells right now are just rock salt. So, you know, not much.
Yeah, mine too. rotates the cylinder. Yeah, so Pete's gonna keep walking in. So he has a flashlight in one hand now, and gun in the other.
Hmm. Okay. So I guess.
No, this isn't a secure location. I cannot use my burglar skill.
Hmm. All right. If I was 15, where would I go in a big empty house?
Up or down, probably.
Yes. I think we should start with the basement.
Okay. How do we get to the basement?
That's a good question. Older houses like these might have just actual access. Other than that, we'd be looking for some sort of hatch.
Yes. Usually, I think the best place to look would be the kitchen. a cellar door.
I'm gonna look for the basement. I got a 7.
All right.
So I'm assuming that's... Are you reading a bad situation, or...
Investigate a mystery.
Okay. So you can ask, what happened here? What sort of creature is it? What can it do? What can it hurt? Where did it go? What was it going to do? And what's being concealed here?
What's being concealed here? As in the basement.
Mm-hmm. One of the things, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. If you don't want to tell me where the basement is, you can tell me some other thing.
Yeah, we're just looking around.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Yeah, actually, it looks like there's a, there's actually, around the, like, side of the, there's, like, a big grand staircase going up into the second floor from the entryway, but it looks like there's a door to the side of the stairs that leads down to the basement.
Oh, fun. All right. I assume it is pitch black down there.
Absolutely.
Fun.
That's what this is for. And, Malta's gonna go first with the mag light.
Yeah, I'm gonna take. Yeah, I'll go after you. Just
Toby, you mind? You got a flashlight in there?
Oh, somewhere in here. And he like takes the bag, opens it up, and starts digging through.
Yeah. Right,
pulls out like a little like $2 flashlight. I got it.
Cool. Why don't you get behind Malta? Why don't you get behind Stretch here, and we'll lead up the rear.
Okay. And he hefts the bag back on.
I'm going to just kind of lean over to Pete and be like, I figured the $2 one isn't going to do much.
All right, whatever.
Okay. So, yep, you heading down?
Yep.
Yes. I wonder if there's still electricity in this building.
Oh, can't be. Power companies are leeches. They turned this thing off the first bill they missed.
This is true. It's true. Oh, well. Right down.
Actually, that is a good question. Going through, is this house old enough that it does have electric lighting?
It's probably been retrofitted.
Yeah, probably
retrofitted. Okay, retrofitted.
But yeah, it looks old enough that it probably didn't.
Originally. Was the lighting put in when someone... Like, is it done well, or is it done haphazardly?
It sounds like a thing you need to... you can't tell without...
Okay, are there exposed... Are things in fixtures?
Yeah. Yeah, things are in fixtures.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, then.
So at the very least, someone probably lived here.
Yeah.
At the absolute latest, the turn of the century.
Yeah. Now, my question is, was this house being fixed and then abandoned, or was it fixed, lived in, and then abandoned?
Yeah. Now we probably need to investigate the mystery.
Mm-hmm. One last thing before we go down, I'm going to wedge the basement door open.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes in old houses, doors... close. Sometimes it is a draft. Always, it is best to ensure it is not an accident.
Oh, that's what these are for. And he opens up his Jatwolf opens up his jacket to reveal the different shotgun shells of different types. He's like, these slugs, they'll go through a wooden door.
I'm gonna roll kick some ass.
Okay.
Wow. Ready? I find the darkness.
I got an 8. I'm going to tear the door off. And make it look like an accident.
An accident, huh?
Okay, hold on. Let me check what the... you have to be fighting something that's fighting you back. The door was not fighting you back.
Okay, what would that
be? I think that's just you do it if you can narratively do it.
Oh, okay. Can yeah. I... am I tough enough? Am I physically strong enough to rip a door off its hinges?
Yeah, I think... Well, what's your tough?
2.
Yeah, you're tough enough, especially an old door.
Yeah, this is the thing. I can't, like, lift a bus or anything. I'm not superhumanly strong. But I will. But I am a long, weird, lanky guy, and I think what he just does is like, oh, I think this thing's loose, and then just puts it there.
Peter, please, next time, I have a multi.
My bad. Bad wood.
That's gonna be a hard one to fix. That's gonna cost you. To get a contractor in here.
I think the contractor is going to have bigger problems to deal with than just one door.
I suppose. You know, I was reading an article in the Living Gazette about home repair, actually. And yeah, Toby's going to just blather while you're walking down the stairs.
So, Tobias, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm curious, as an insider or as a local, what is perspective on these disappearances? I expect... Even before they were covered in our, you know, publication, there was some chatter locally.
Oh my, yes. I didn't want to bring it up it's all hearsay, but they say that there was one of them serial killers who lived around here.
I see.
They called him the Crimson Jack.
I see. Is this a myth or a rumor that existed prior to this appearance?
Oh yes. It's an old one from a couple decades ago.
What was his MO?
It was one of them stabby types, big old knife. I mean, if you want to get into the weird stuff, they say that they shot him and then he came back the next day.
Fun.
Interesting.
Yeah, PCP will do that to a man.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's an old story that they tell around the campfires at the summer camp, but...
I see.
You know.
Well, thank you for sharing. Any information is potentially useful in situations like this, where we know essentially nothing.
Mm-hmm. We know what happened here.
Well...
Do we?
You know, something happened. There are always gaps. Okay. I'm going to, because I'm in the front of the line, investigate the basement. I'm going to investigate a mystery. I'm going to try and roll better than...
Ooh,
okay.
Baby.
That's a 13.
Okay. All right. So, on a 10+, you get to hold 2. And remember that since it's hold, you can actually not use it immediately.
You can use it later, yeah.
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 Okay.
What's the monster? Oh, it's Crimson Jack. How do you know? Well, because he's standing right at the bottom of the stairs.
can you remind me of the holds again?
Okay, I think you're actually like trying to read a bad situation rather than.
Sure. Okay.
Then investigate, because investigating is like doing
research,
like, forensics, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So you can hold 3 on this one.
Mm.
The questions are, what's my best way in? What's my best way out? Are there any dangers we haven't noticed? What's the biggest threat? What's vulnerable to me? And what's the best way to protect the victims? And you get to hold 3.
Wow.
What have we noticed, right?
Certainly. What haven't we noticed?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any dangers you haven't noticed in the basement? The basement seems oddly expansive for the style and
I see.
And like age of the house. It seems like there's more here than it seems like as you're going through the different rooms, it seems bigger than it should be.
What's in these rooms? Like, what is the design here? Like, is there any feeling of intent of like, oh, this was supposed to be like a secondary guest room, this was a bedroom.
Are
they furnished?
It's not so much furnished, it's more storage. Like it's got like there's an area that was supposed to be like, what's it called? A place where you'd store like meat and like
pantry. Basically.
Yeah, like an extra pantry, but like
for
a larder.
A larder
to keep the stuff cool and
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's
sort of there's no meat in the larder.
There is no meat in the larder.
That we know of. So it looks mostly, but it's like it's bigger than what it would be. Does it look like it's bigger than the base plan of the house?
As you're going, you realize that it feels like that something about being in here makes it hard to like spatially think about where you would be under the actual house.
Yes. Interesting. I'm going to start marking where we have been using strips of reflective tape.
Mm-hmm. Oh, smart.
This is certainly an odd construction. Usually with a large house, 3 stories, big windows, they don't build too much in the basement. The basement is for storage, basement is for staff. Why so many rooms?
don't ask me, I don't know anybody will want to live underground.
Oh, you afraid of the dark there, friend?
We don't mix.
It is more pathological than that.
Mm.
Okay. Interesting. So that's Okay. I'm gonna hold my other 2 until later.
Right. But it doesn't look like there's anything down here, right? Like
but there's plenty of places to hide, is what you're saying.
Yeah. There's plenty of places to hide.
Yeah. A lot of corners you can turn. Oh, it's a mannequin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plenty of places for cats to jump out of and scare you.
Yeah. Jumping across the room from one shadow to another.
Funny. How dusty is it down here?
Oh, exceptionally dusty. Do we see any evidence of the police being down here?
No.
Do we see any evidence of any footprints at all that aren't ours?
Oh, I guess, I mean, it'd be pretty dusty to see, like, I mean, is it, what kind of floor is it? Is it, like, carpet, or is it...
Wooden.
Stone, actually.
Stone.
Oh, okay, oh, maybe then.
Yeah. If it's damp at all, or if it's dusty, then you could see footprints.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's like, if it was carpet, you wouldn't be able to tell, but if it's stone, then...
Oh, you see it's shag carpet, so you can actually see based on the discoloration of the shag. somebody renovated this in the 70s.
Thank God someone covered up all this disgusting hardwood floor.
But yes, continue, John.
Not really. You don't see any recent footprints.
The sections that have been expanded outward, does it look like they've had to, like, dig out, like, stone, basically? Or, like, is it raw wall, or does it look like someone's, like, trying to make rooms here?
Yeah, they're drywall, and or is it, like...
Yeah, it's, like, drywall, cement walls, actually.
Okay. I will say, although it is odd, I do not think anyone has been down here recently. There are no footprints.
Yeah, I mean, nothing that leaves footprints, at least, doesn't narrow it down that much.
This is true, but I think for a preliminary investigation, perhaps move on.
Yeah.
This basement is quite large, and if no one's even been upstairs...
Yeah, let's circle back.
Okay, I'm just going to sit there for a second and listen. Do we hear anything?
What, make a roll?
Sure. This is reading a situation, I assume.
Yeah.
Nope. 4.
Yeah, there's this weird hum.
Yeah.
I hear something, guys. It's a thing like... It just...
I can't stop doing it or else.
Yeah. Or else Toby's in for the fright of his life.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's head back and we'll check out... Oh, I guess we'll also, like, because we haven't really checked out the first floor, have we?
No. Yeah, no, you haven't. You basically went in and immediately went for the,
All right. I'll look around the first floor. Specifically, I'm looking for, like, if there's, like, a library or something where, like, you know, oh, like, this might be where, something related to the house was kept.
Do we have walkie-talkies?
Do any of you have walkie-talkies in your gear?
No.
Okay. All right, did any of you think to bring walkie-talkies?
No.
No.
I definitely wouldn't carry any. All right. I'll check upstairs.
All right.
All right, well, holler if you hear anything, or if you see anything.
You'll hear it if I see anything. Mm-hmm. Cock fairly dead. Go upstairs. Yeah.
Uncocks the hammer, recocks the hammer.
Well, I uncocked it when like, after we came out of the basement, because I was feeling safe.
Ah, yes.
And then I'm like, oh, well, back into danger.
Yeah, as you exit the basement, you do notice something has changed.
Oh.
Previously, when you looked out of the large windows, there were, like, lots of broken glass and things. All of the windows are now pristine.
Like, pristine, like, new? Or are they still dusty, but they are...
They're dusty, but whole.
Hmm. Interesting.
Oh, no.
All right, I'm gonna walk up to one of the windows and look at it.
Yep.
Any notice anything weird?
Why don't you give it a read?
6. Nope.
Nope.
Smart 2 experience.
Yep.
Okay, I need to double check what the fail condition on that is, because I've just been banking hard moves, but maybe there's something. Okay. You know, like, self-repairing house, not the weirdest thing you've ever seen.
But it does give us...
You're sure it's fine.
All right, I'll smash the window.
All right, your fist rebounds off the glass.
Hmm.
Everybody step back.
I wouldn't do that.
Let's get behind something.
I'll just go stand over there.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, everybody stand behind cover.
Yeah.
There
might be a ricochet, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna, and I'm going to, like, fire in such a way that the bolt doesn't bounce back immediately and hit me. But, and then he's gonna take a look outside. How close are we to other houses?
You aren't. It's a lone house.
Okay, so, alright. Blam!
Okay. I'm gonna need you to kick some ass.
Alright.
Hell yeah, it's time to fight the house!
Monster house. That is an 11.
Okay. On a success, you and whatever you're fighting inflict harm on each other. Your amount of harm is based on the established dangers. Okay. So, on a 10 plus, you may choose one additional effect. You gain the advantage, take plus one forward, or give plus one to another hunter. You inflict terrible harm, you suffer less harm, or you force them to where you want them.
Suffer less harm.
You get one.
Suffer less harm.
Okay. How much harm does your gun do?
3.
Okay. So the bullet bounces, hits the window. There is a crack in it now.
Okay.
But it does, bounce and then hits, something behind you and then comes back and hits you in the arm for 2.
For 2?
Damn.
Yeah, it does your gun's worth of damage.
Okay.
You can take up the 7.
Yeah, no, okay.
Now, this is very interesting. I do not think the house is repairing itself.
I think the house just shot me.
Well, technically...
You did put your finger on the trigger.
Something, something, castle law? Eh? Eh? No?
There's no way that exists yet.
I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah, you look that up. I looked up PCP and it definitely was I won 65, so that was correct, but
this is very interesting. The what we see is real.
What about the door I ripped off the hinges? Is it reattached?
No, that has not reattached.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. There's not an illusion. What is going on?
Hey, folks, the door's locked.
Yeah, figured.
Yeah, that tracks. I'm going to use one of my holds for me to bad situation. What's the best way out?
Some parts of the house have to be open for, to function properly. For example, the chimney.
I see.
So if you had someone who could, I don't know, fly, it could probably exit
that way. You can't
fly
out of a chimney unless you are small enough that you can fully extend your wings inside the chimney. How big is the chimney?
It's a big fireplace with a big chimney.
Yeah, but the chimney would have to be
it's not big enough for you.
I was gonna say my wingspan is easily.
Yeah,
probably not your wingspan, but you could climb.
Also, for the record, the term "make my day law" came to be used in the United States in 1985 when Colorado passed a law that shielded people from any criminal or civil liability for using force against a home invader, including deadly force.
Fair enough. So it's new. It's topical.
Yeah.
It was a topical reference you made. Yeah, none of us got it. Yeah.
God, it's like you people don't look at laws for reasons.
Specifically looked at this law and
Hey, Andy, can I borrow your knife there?
Yeah, sure. And I pulls the knife out of the holster and toss it to you.
Yeah. pop the bullet out.
Alright, they're well past, and he'll thanks, and he'll just go over to something in the house and be like, you've deserved this, and then he wipes the knife off on a curtain or something, and then sheaths the knife.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Alright, we're well past rock salt at this point, so let's go to Slug.
But I do not think so. I think perhaps this is a haunting situation. You see, I do not think the house repaired itself, because it would have already been repaired when we got here. I think the house is creating a situation from the past. I think it is trying to return to how it once was at a pivotal moment.
Hey, wait a minute. You, hang on a second. And looking around, do I find anything that, in, a library or a book of some sort? Just any book.
Anywhere in the current room you're standing
just
in?
Just, I start, just pacing around the whatchamacallit, the first floor. Just kind of looking around.
If you're going to leave the room, I guess that stuff might happen.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Fuck. Ah, damn it. If we had a book, maybe we could, I don't know. You remember that Ouija thing you showed me? Maybe we could try and use it to communicate.
Oh, a Ouija board. I got one of them.
Toby, you smart motherfucker.
It's a Ouija brand.
No, it's a Hasbro.
Hasbro brand Ouija board.
Well, yes, this could work.
If the thing's sentient, maybe we can talk to it.
If it wants to be spoken to.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. This is kind of your.
I suspect that after what just happened, it might have something to say. So let's give it a chance. Okay.
I think it was pretty clear about what I wanted to say. Holding my bullet.
We both have 2 weird.
I have 3.
You got one, then you should be the one.
I'm not doing it.
I'll do it then.
Hey, sorry I shot you. It's your boy, Pete.
I don't know how a Ouija board works, is the thing.
Unless Toby has, somehow has three weird.
Yeah.
Toby's an NPC. He doesn't have stats.
Okay, yeah. Okay, great.
All right, so I will, since I know that this requires multiple people, general weirdness. I know that the Ouija board requires more than one person, so yeah. I will roll to help out in this instance.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So that is rolling with cool. And that is a 5.
Okay.
So mark experience.
So what does your thing give me?
Well, I failed, so I don't think it gives you anything.
Okay,
What's the failure status for helping out?
I think it's that you probably hinder.
On a miss, you expose yourself to trouble or danger without helping.
Uh-oh. I see. Okay. I look through the manette.
Well, in that case, my total roll is a 6, which I think is also a failure.
Yeah. Ooh, can't you use luck?
You can use luck.
Yeah, you can use luck. That's always an option.
How do you clear your luck?
You don't.
Change.
It is a...
You may mark luck to change a roll to a 12 or avoid all harm.
Yeah. But that's forever, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's, at least from what I read, there's not any established way of getting it back. Mm-hmm. Because one of my moves is I can get an artifact, and literally it's a lucky charm, which may be used as a luck point, but only once.
I see.
Wait, we never get our luck back ever?
You have
every hunter has a certain amount of luck they can call on in emergencies. Your playbook has a luck counter that keeps track of how much is left. You only get a limited supply. Make it count.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Well, yeah, this isn't exactly what I would consider life or death. So
if the house doesn't want to talk, it does not want to talk.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. I need to double check on what the failure state for use magic was, because that's
really tame and chill, right?
Like, yeah, it's cool.
The vibes become bad. Oh no.
Oh, the vibes in this house are racist.
Oh shit.
Oh, on a miss, you lose control of the magic, and that never ends well.
Great. All right.
That's losing control.
That's
what happens.
The house is passing gas.
Thing starts to bubble up. Black.
So you, like...
What do you ask it?
What do you want?
Oh, okay.
Easiest thing to ask.
Pretty open-ended.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it moves on its own, like, legitimately just starts
like pulling itself out of his hand.
Yeah. And starts moving around the board.
Well, I think I was right then.
It definitely wants to talk.
What does it spell out?
B?
No, no.
L.
Oh, no.
O.
Ah, jeez.
Spins around on the O. D.
Okay.
I just kind of gesture towards the bleeding arm like, you got it!
This is true. You did get it.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
And then, in response, M-O-R-E.
I see.
Fun. Yeah, cool. Love it.
Well.
Why?
Spell out hungry.
W. H-Y-N-O-T.
Oh, so he's an asshole!
Oh, no. But fuck this house, actually.
This is interesting. A sense of humor. Perhaps it is not the house.
Alright. Ah, fuck. If only Scholastic was here.
Well, now, I'm going to use my last hold for my Rita Bata situation. What's most vulnerable to me? What do I do here? How do I get an edge?
Oh, well, I mean, you do have a sacrificial lamb. You could,
Toby?
Yeah, you could use Toby as bait to bait out the, like, Toby does not seem prepared for this level of malevolence.
He had the Ouija board!
I mean, yeah, but also, it's a thing you can buy at your local, Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Yes. Ah, well, it is a gambit, you see. We cannot, I think, play too many of our chips at once because we are in a losing position. We have everything to lose.
All right. So based on what we've seen so far, I'm going to attempt to, thinking back to all those times that Connor like lectured me on supernatural creatures, and I'm trying to figure out like, okay, he must have mentioned something about like malicious houses.
Uh-huh.
And so he's going to try and recall that. Oh, baby, that is a 14.
I assume that's investigate a mystery?
Yeah.
All right, so that gives you 2 hold to ask any of the following questions. What happened here? What sort of creature is it? What can it do? What can it hurt? Where did it go? What was it going to do? And what is being concealed here?
So I'll ask, what sort of creature is this?
Mm-hmm. So the general like feeling you get is that this is you are being wombo comboed by a terrible location and a malevolent spirit.
Mm. I see.
So this is like this place is tainted.
Yeah.
Something terrible, like not just that terrible things happened here, but there was something terrible in the creation of this place.
Yeah. Bones under the basement, something like that.
Something's terrible.
Yeah, the walls but in also, the walls in a room are painted with blood or whatever.
Yeah,
or
yeah, there's something terrible, like, and then
it was made by the Confederates, yeah.
In Pennsylvania?
That's how bad it was. Secret Confederate house.
And then on top of that, there's clearly like a malevolent place you can kind of like ritual deal with, like, you know, you bless the house, bless the land.
Yeah.
Like that, and like it usually like a malevolent place like is like terrible accidents happen, like,
yeah, it's general bad luck,
incidental.
Yeah, it's misfortune.
Yeah.
That Ouija board shows that there's a malicious spirit here that
piloting this thing like a mech.
Yes. Yeah. So like a bad place doesn't have any agency is essentially what you're saying, right? Like a bad location will bring misfortune or sadness or anger, but it won't do anything intentionally. It won't see that a guy's afraid of spiders and then fill his room with spiders.
Yeah. Like the
but
like
it just might fill every room with spiders.
Yeah. Like a terrible location can cause other supernatural happenings, like,
or draw stuff in.
Well, if someone dies in a place like this, they are more likely to become bound as a spirit there.
Yeah.
But like a bound spirit doesn't have the agency to like,
yeah, it would show up and it would maybe like say like beware, but it doesn't do stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. The
would it be is the idea
a victim of this place does not gain power over it.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, and it feels like something is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's the thing. Like the fact that it's trapped is not a thing that these places can usually do.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, Wolf will start, like.
Well, apart from, like, closing the door. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it can't make bulletproof windows.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, Wolf will be like, oh, thank God. Thank you, Scholastic. All right. So, here's kind of the deal. This place was bad beforehand. Something.
You mean, like, bad style?
More like bad vibes. Terrible vibes. Horrific vibes. That sort of thing. Think like there's a body in the basement or something.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Generally brings, like... The Ouija board, however, means that there's something here that's basically pushing into overdrive.
Oh, I see. Well...
So we're basically dealing with a twofer.
In some ways, this makes our job easier. Deal with the ghost, and then deal with the house. So no more breaking windows.
Hold up, and unloads the shotgun. Puts the rock salt rounds back in.
No, I've learned my lesson.
Hmm. Well. How does...
Oh, wait. I have a second one because I did so well. Sorry, yeah. What were the last questions?
So what happened here? What kind of creature is it? What can it do? What can it hurt?
Where did I feel it like go? We got what can it do with that description, did we not?
You don't know specifically what kind of...
Yeah, what kind of bullshit it can pull.
Yeah. Yeah, you know that the what is it gave you what the... Like, the general idea of what a cursed location does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't know what the malicious spirit is capable of doing with this power.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what does it do? Where did it go?
Yeah, what can it hurt? Where did it go? What was it going to do? What is being sealed here?
I guess I will think, what is it going to do? Because now we kind of, like, unlike, I'm assuming, the teenagers and the realtor, we have, like, a, not a handle, but we're, like, you know, slightly more, you know, capable than those people. So I'll ask, what was it going to do?
So the general gist, the feeling you get is that this is a, like, this is, especially based on the reaction, this is a predatory spirit.
Mm.
And it was going to try and hunt you.
Mm.
And you have proven yourself to be dangerous, but it's still, like it will try to, like, use its mastery of the location to, like, pick you off.
Yeah. So, like, a tiger that's been scared away, it's gone for now, but it's thinking of its next move.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
So we have a brief window here where we're probably not, well, where it's going to not actively be screwing with us. But it's going to come back, and when it does, it'll have an idea.
Right. So now it's time to prepare.
What the hell traps spirits again other than just circles of salt?
Oh, I didn't bring any salt with me. I didn't know we were going to be cooking.
Yes. Let's go to the kitchen.
I think we're in the kitchen, right? That's where the entrance to the basement
is. No, the entrance to the basement is in the entry hall.
Ah, okay.
We haven't gone outside.
You moved into, like, a side, like, den area.
Yeah.
All
right. I would like to do some more investigation here.
Yeah, so let's start moving through the rooms.
All right. Is there a specific room you're looking for?
What are the attached rooms, I guess?
I mean, yeah, there's a kitchen. There's, like, I guess you're technically in the parlor now, and then there's like a study.
Okay, so let's do kitchen first.
Let's do kitchen, yeah.
Alright, yeah.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening. You can find us on Tumblr at listentothesenerds.tumblr.com or on Twitter at LTTNcast. All our music is sourced from incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. You can email us at listentothesenerds@gmail.com.